maybe it was a bad, bad movie or anything like that. Or
fuck
like,
this. We're starting over again. No one heard it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the damn it, that's freaking. God, I gotta fix that. All right, we are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
And a cricket.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys missed that one. He just, you know, the last time we started the theme, yeah, all of a sudden he just walks away.
I didn't walk away, I was running.
Okay.
For the Cricket
well,
Catcher 9000.
Yeah, he did get the Cricket Catcher 9000 and trapped the cricket like, just, dude, total pro. Just total pro. All of a sudden, he just... The Cricket Catcher 9000 is a transparent solo cup with Cricket Catcher 9000 written on it. And
really
the second
technical.
Component to it is a folded in half Bed Bath & Beyond advertisement. It's a particular weight of paper. I'm out of breath now. I shouldn't have been doing all that jumping during the theme.
You were dancing and everything.
That fucking theme rocks. By the way, we are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K again.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea. If I haven't already proven that. And it's all about life, pop culture, and most importantly, well, we fucking love movies.
We like them. We think they're pretty good.
Today is Sunday, December 7th, 2014, and I am a very, very, very amped up Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Dude, fuck you.
I didn't have pre-pod pie.
I'm pie and podding right now.
Don't pod and pie.
Oh, by the way, I... I'm leaving. That's exactly how we're starting the show. I'm not cutting that bit out. We're like, fuck this. No one heard it. We're starting over. I'm leaving that.
Okay. You scared me. I thought you were going to leave.
Total
leave.
Sugar high. This is great. So what's in the time machine, Kitty? Wait. We were talking about the Cricket Catcher 9000. Anyway, the piece of paper.
Had a breath already and everything, and it just got deflated.
Yeah, so no, it's just a Bed Bath & Beyond advertisement folded in half, and the transparent solo cup with the Cricket Catcher 9000, and catcher is spelled with a K. Would you expect anything less from us? We are going to beat that into the ground, just like the master cricket. Traps cat. Well, you're not a traps man. You're a traps cat.
Yeah.
Right?
Junk mail does have use after all.
Dude, it's not junk mail. I use those coupons all the time.
We can't use it now. It's been catching crickets.
No. I went to my friends, Howie and Stacy. I went to their place. Howie is Stacy's dad. Stacy and I were friends in high school. Family friends, right?
Okay.
So... And in fact, Howie's my dad's best friend. But no one really needs to know all of those details. But
I was trying to work the math out.
Anyway, so we go over to their place for Thanksgiving, right?
Okay.
And they're Jewish, so I get them the Mensch on a Bench.
But, oh, okay. I saw that.
Yeah. But I used one of those Bed Bath & Beyond crickets. Or crickets? Not crickets, coupons. Other C word.
I was going to start saving all those crickets and just go on the Bed Bath & Beyond and go to town.
Anyway, so I had
to pay anything. I've got 50 crickets here.
Fuck you, I am cat.
Yeah. Peace.
You will honor my crickets. They are my cricket coupon.
Yeah.
That's what I've... Yeah. You heard me. Cricket coupon. It's like Groupon, but with crickets.
Yeah. I can just imagine.
No, so
the look.
I had the 20% off coupon, so not only did I get to give my Jewish friends a mensch on a bench.
Always
but
fun.
I got such a deal.
They probably appreciated that. I'm not going to make any racial comments.
Oh, they laughed
comments.
Hysterically when I gave them that one. When I told them I got a deal on it.
Oy vey.
So, what is up in the time machine? I'm going to have more pie.
Okay. Actually, what do I have this week?
Dude, Guardians.
Oh, the Guardians. Yeah, we're going to be watching Guardians of the Galaxy next week. And next week will be our 50th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it works out that way. And
we should have some people on the show with us.
That would be a good idea. People like Jim Browning. And
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey,
you know,
hey,
he is Canadian.
How about, we've already got Jay. How about a little PB? Let's invite Patrick.
Okay.
And
show is wheelchair accessible, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And we got to invite Mark also.
Agreed. We can have Mark on around here.
Yep. So
he's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
So they're going to be on next week with us. We're going to watch the movie and then we're going to talk about it.
Indeed.
For once, we're going to talk about the movie.
We'll see. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Let's not think too far ahead.
Keep talking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we never have before. Why start now? And it should be fun. I mean, that'll be five people all at once talking about the same movie. And Mark did say he wanted to talk to you about it, so I thought it was a good idea just to get everyone together. We all liked it. I don't think Patrick's seen it yet, so that'll be a new experience.
Oh, yeah. And I think he's going to love it.
Yeah, I think he will.
Just because I want him to love it.
Yeah. You will like this movie, Patrick.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Cha-choo! Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
Kitty.
Yes.
How's Battle Forged?
Battle! Okay, Battle is Forged in the tournament of segments. And during the week, we go through a list of, a list of movie-related segments, and we'll choose a movie-related that's...
Hold on. Don't read it.
I was just kind of... glancing.
Come on. Up here, stop looking at the computer. Let's have the conversation. Come on.
That means I gotta actually talk
come on,
to somebody.
Come on. I know.
Look at somebody.
I know.
This is not what I do.
No. Remember, the entire
use the
deal...
force?
Yeah. We said the pod was going to change with you being out here. Come on.
And I'm wearing pants.
We can really... Oh, Jesus. Asshole.
That's why I'm wearing pants. You said that the last time. Sorry. So we go through a list.
So how is Battle Forged?
We go through a list of our movie segments.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of segments, right?
Yeah,
right?
They're on the website.
Yeah.
And a link called segments.
Exactly.
So, you've got a spinner and you spin and it picks the segment and we usually have a movie or something related to a movie.
Is this boring you?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. What?
Well, I mean, you're...
The pants or... No.
Yeah, are you bored with wearing pants?
Always.
Nice.
So like ear candy is one of the segments, for example.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And it's just kind of any auditory goodness that we choose from a movie.
Yeah,
like a soundtrack
or even a sound bite.
Yeah, that would be
we cool. haven't yeah that is officially on the list or something that makes us think of a particular movie, as long as it has auditory cues.
Yeah, there's some kind of meaning for that movie we pick.
All right. So I should turn around, pick up my phone. Dude, we really need to work out this desk situation.
We will. Hey, I get out here. That's good enough so far. I mean,
yeah, but now it's harder for me to do the show.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, all right. I'm going to spin.
You spin that thing.
Oh, why aren't we getting sound? What the? There we go. Can't do anything right tonight. And we are going to land on old friend. Ooh. Kitty, do you have an old friend?
Yes, I do.
All right, go for it.
All right. Sorry. Old friend. Do you like spaghetti westerns?
Sure.
All right. My Name Is Nobody. Have you ever seen that? Terrence Hill?
No.
And Henry Fonda? Come on. 1973? It's a no-name gunslinger who's kind of a... He looks up to this really famous gunslinger who's trying to retire. But he... Terrence Hill wants him to have one last major gun battle. And so he kind of, you know, Henry Fonda's trying to get to the coast to sail away to another country. And Terrence Hill is trying to follow him and say, you know, hey, come on, you got to have this one last battle. You know, you're my hero. And Henry Fonda, he's also being tracked by everyone who wants to kill the last great gunfather. So it's just a great movie, you know, spaghetti Western, but Terrence Hill is really good. I've seen other movies of his that I like. He kind of goes along with the same theme. But that's my old friend.
Sweet. Thank you.
I need to find it on DVD, but they want like $30-something dollars. I'm not paying that much for a movie.
Thank you for giving me that additional time to catch up on a couple of things. Dude, that was awesome. You really brought it.
I love that movie.
I had to double check. I chose My Old Friend while I was on my way home. Oh my God, it was an ordeal getting home. I actually probably could have gone on at 10 if I hadn't left my bag in my coworker's car, and I had to drive all the way back down. Oh my God, it's been a hectic night. Probably why I'm so freaking amped right now.
Because this time I didn't sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho.
It's because of you that I'm late. Only like two other people will laugh at that one.
So while I was on this adventure of heading back to the office at 10 p.m. in the evening, actually really past the office, but oh my gosh, I had my music cranked in my car, and I knew I had some gaps in the tournament. So I started thinking, all right, I really need an old friend, and I can't wait for something to hit me just right.
Okay.
And
the perfect song came on.
I gotta go with Temple of Doom.
Oh. Okay.
Because the mine car chase.
Oh, all right. That was
so much fun. I always wanted that to be like an official roller coaster over at Disneyland.
See, that would have made sense.
I mean, we got the Indiana Jones ride, and it's freaking awesome. But I always thought that mine car would just be the most phenomenal roller coaster there is.
It makes sense.
And plus, you know, I really like Kate Capshaw on that. I'm sorry. I don't like it when people give her crap.
You're the one?
I guess I'm the one. But you do a good short round. What?
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
You weren't even trying that time.
I know.
Come on.
You threw me off there.
Come on. Bring it.
You be nice, lady.
Doesn't he do a good short round? Come on.
Which is odd.
Temple of Doom is definitely an old friend.
It's all right. I'll watch it every once in a while.
It's all right.
I just don't like Kate Capshaw.
Ay, ay, ay. She wasn't that bad.
Okay.
So should I put this under a guilty pleasure too?
I probably would. I mean, I wouldn't, but not everyone's gonna like everything, like Temple of Doom. But there's no refrigerators in it or nuclear weapons, so
yeah, I got nothing for that.
I'll give it
what did we land on? We landed on who? Me?
I got nothing.
Oh, well, I go first anyway. But I guess by default, I have to go with Doctor Who Season 4, Episode 2, The Fires of Pompeii.
Oh, okay.
I watched it last night as I was going to bed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was on. And just seeing Karen Gillan and Peter Capaldi both in this, it's just this weird episode. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, a future companion and a future doctor in the same episode.
That's cool. I keep forgetting that she was in that. I knew he was, but she had all that makeup on, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
she was one of the seers, and she had, like, you know, the extra eyeball tattoos or yeah. And then
that was kind of a
Peter Capaldi buying the TARDIS. Come on, that's fucking brilliant. His character bought the TARDIS.
So it was his.
Yes.
Just not yet. He put it on layaway. And he finally got it last year.
This was the absolute wrong thing to watch before going to bed because it was just, you know, okay.
Got you amped up?
And no, it's just I had fun just thinking about the implications of the doctor purchasing the TARDIS illegally stolen from the doctor.
Oh, okay. I see that.
It's almost like, what if they went back and they actually set it up so that he was, you know, protecting the TARDIS during that? Like some kind of like weird, timey-wimey.
So he actually was the doctor?
He actually was the doctor.
Okay. Now you're blowing my mind.
And that was actually Amy.
Holy crap.
He somehow he breaks through the time lock and everything, grabs her for one last adventure. I know I'm not the Raggedy Man, but I'm kind of raggedy, right? Come on, help me out with this. We need to make sure that the timeline is okay, and we have to go back to the guy. You know that. You know when the Converse. Come on.
Wow. Mind really just blew.
Yeah, I had fun watching that one. All right, what do we have?
Something good, hopefully. You really melted my effing brain with that one, thinking if that was possible.
And we landed on holiday movie. Does your melted brain?
Yeah, I'll probably melt yours with this one.
Okay, what do you got?
Wait, is it my turn? It's my turn. Zach and Mary Make a Porno. It was around Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I remember Black Friday was mentioned in there.
I hope I wrote my holiday movie down.
I think the funniest part in it that I like is Craig Robinson talking about Black Friday. and arguing with his boss about it. I can't say it here, but just watch it.
The moment when Zach and Miri are doing their scene and they're really doing their scene, the look on Miri's face afterwards, you know, when after she's finished talking with Bubbles.
Yeah.
It's for Johnny. Bubbles, 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 Bubbles. Sorry. You can't say Bubbles around Johnny, and now it's ingrained in my head. Whenever, yeah, we should watch Zach and Mary, and when every single, you know, when he's like her name Bubbles, I'm gonna hear Johnny just going off Bubbles, 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 Bubbles. Anyway, when Mary flings herself back on the beans and just, I really like that. That it's. It,
I looked it's away the girly scene.
And my holiday movie is, I think, sufficiently girly as well. Uh-oh. Serendipity.
Ooh.
John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. I'll go with you on that one.
Black gloves, love in the time of cholera. $5. Not $2. $5. Oh, John Corbett's in it as well. I think that was the first thing I ever ended up seeing him in. And he
exposure,
was...
Exposure, John Corbett?
I have no idea. Off the top of my head, I have no idea. But I do know that he was in United States of Terra. He played the husband, and he freaking rocked it in that.
Didn't see it.
Awesome television show.
Oh, okay. It's a show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Showtime. But Serendipity, it actually spans multiple holidays, but
it's one of those.
Well, kind of, yeah, because they spend time apart. You know, there's many years. Have you not seen this one?
Okay, I think I've seen it once. They meet at one point and then they meet up again later or something.
What happens is they
like in a line.
Both go for the same pair of black gloves in a department store.
Oh.
And they have a conversation. things go back and forth. They have a great night together. I'm completely blanking.
Have more pie.
It was they were going their separate ways and they didn't want to, or John Cusack's character didn't want to. And so, she wrote her number on a $5 bill, or she wrote her number in a copy of Love in the Time of Cholera.
Yeah.
And, and then she was going to go sell it, you know, to like a used bookstore, you know, so that every single time, you know, he went by a used bookstore, he would go in and look for it just to see if it's the one, you know, to put that thought in his head. You know, she was sending something out there in the universe, and if they were meant to be, it would come back.
Oh, that's messed up.
Right. And so, and
maybe I haven't seen this one, but I want to.
Oh, and his phone number was written on a $5 bill or something that I think that's what ended up paying for the book.
$5?
Something like that. It was off a street vendor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, or something like that. I don't remember.
You think you can get a pamphlet for $5?
I need to watch this movie again. I'm losing track of the details right now.
Or maybe
it's just because I'm actually trying to talk about it a little bit. But I just always loved, you know, it's a good, fun movie. It spans multiple holiday seasons, and I always like watching it around Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll definitely have to watch it then.
Yeah. Total chick flick. Total chick flick.
But it's got John Cusack in it.
Like
which
I said.
Makes it awesome.
And a chick flick.
Okay. That's weird because I was thinking about watching... Oh, good grief. Say Anything. I even put it on the table. That's kind of a...
We landed on Night's Choice. Kitty, take your pick. And since you're picking, you go first.
Okay, let's see, I had one. Ooh, I'm glad I had an alternate here. Pop My Culture Cherry. So, Terminator trailer came out.
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
Somehow I thought you were. And I watched it again right before the show. It looks neat. They're going to change up the timeline. I mean, I'm not sure I like Kyle Reese. I mean, he looks too muscular and healthy, and Kyle Reese in the original movie was like all sickly and really thin, you know? He was a survivor of a war that was killing, you know, the human race, and this guy's all like huge and buff, and I was like, that's not Kyle Reese.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, too. That's a strange act. It's a strange casting choice.
And he's got short hair. I mean, Michael Biehn, I always mess up his last name. But he had the scraggly looking hair. I mean, it wasn't long, but it wasn't like he wasn't shaved. That's just wrong. I can go with them changing the time in some way, but that's just not Kyle Reese. Bad choice.
Here, I gotta.
I'm sure he's a good actor. Well, I don't know, but no, it's just I don't see him as Kyle Reese.
Yeah,
they're not selling it.
Oh, I lost my sound for a sec.
Oops.
You know who? The Emilia Clarke. I thought she was good casting choice. She really reminds me a lot of Linda Hamilton in this.
She's awfully young.
Oh, she's very young.
So I don't
know
how far they
went back. Did you notice her look?
Yeah, but she kind of reminded me of the T2 Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
And she, you know, looked more militant.
That's still Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, but she was different then. I mean, in the original Terminator, she was just this girly waitress.
She had the hair of the first one, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And the attitude of T2.
Okay. So, I don't know. She just looks... too young to be before original Terminator Sarah Connor. See, now it's getting all timey-wimey now.
But see, I liked it. I thought there were a lot of throwbacks to Terminator and Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'll go see it. I'm not saying that I'm going to hate it already. I just don't like who they put as Kyle Reese. That's my main dislike about it.
Okay, but how about the guy that is doing the T-1000 looking Terminator? You know, that guy.
He looks awesome. I don't know who he is, but
I swear he must have studied some of Robert Patrick's movements because he nailed it.
There is one part in that trailer when the I guess that's a T-1000. It's forming off the hood of a police car.
Yeah.
And for like a split second, it looks like Robert Patrick.
Oh, I wonder if they actually did anything like that.
You know, he's not fully formed or anything, and he's got the silvery kind of look, but it looks like Robert Patrick there for just like a second.
Yeah, they definitely threw in cues to make you think about definitely the first two movies. I didn't really pick up anything from Rise of the Machines or Salvation.
Yeah,
but
I do like that they
The footage of Arnold.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Oh my God.
Original.
That was insane.
And I guess this new Arnold Terminator walking up to, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, and then they actually show, I love the idea of the Terminator actually aging and everything along, like the skin growing older, the hair, you know, changing.
Yeah.
I like how they, when we first see him go up and shoot, you know, the first Terminator who comes back.
Yeah.
You know, his hair's all colored, you know, he doesn't look as ragged and everything. But then that one scene when they're in the helicopter, his hair's looking almost white. You know, that's what I'm talking about. It looks like they're actually showing the difference in age, like, you know, showing the Terminator actually age.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Just he had colored hair in that first part, and then it was all gray. And I was, wow, that movie really aged him.
Oh, and how about those scars on John Connor?
Yeah, I don't buy him as John Connor either.
Yeah, but I see it. I was questioning it at first, and then seeing the actual trailer.
Yeah.
I get it. I think he's going to do a good job.
Okay.
I'm with you on Kyle Reese, though. I don't think he was the right. I don't know. We'll see when it comes out. You're right. There's something. He doesn't have the right look. He's not the right build for a Kyle Reese.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Maybe it'll make sense.
You
can't tell too much from a trailer.
That, and I think we're letting our biases come back from the prior movies.
Salvation or just
no. I think those are I think we have built-in biases thinking about what Kyle Reese would look like. He could be a buff militant type. Why not?
Well, he just never was. I mean, if you look at Salvation, he was
so
that,
what? Who cares if he never was? Why couldn't he be a buff militant type?
I guess he could. But even in all the movies we've seen, he's never looked huge.
Okay. Now let's talk about the T-800.
Okay.
Just the endoskeleton.
Yeah.
With the teeth. It looks even creepier. Now, we've seen the endoskeleton with the teeth, but just there's something about how it was rendered. It looks too freaking realistic. Like, it looks like it could be an actual, you know, T-800 with human teeth. It really creeped me out.
I have to look at that part again.
The effect looks.
Is it like metal teeth? Or are you like
white enamel teeth? It's this realistic looking metal endoskeleton with human looking teeth.
Oh, okay, well then I missed that. I'm gonna have to see that.
We've seen the endoskeleton with the teeth before.
Yeah.
You know, in T2 and yeah, all of that. All of that? What the fuck am I saying? Oh, we're getting a lot of tweets, and I haven't read any of them yet. Of course, neither have you. It's just how realistic these ones looked. All right, let's give Twitter some love here. Hey, Johnny's listening. Let's see. Oh, well, we knew he was listening. All right, can hear it now. Best intro ever. Okay. Something. Oh, he's listening to us. Wow, this is bad. Hurry up and finish drinking. Stephen Moffat said Doctor will be played by a lady someday. Woohoo! That's awesome. And
wait, he's tweeting us that?
Yeah. And okay. He did a holiday movie pick, I Am Santa Claus, the documentary. All right. And sent us a picture that I can't open. He would have gone with the Terminator trailer as well and got to go to bed. But if something comes up, smoothie, I watched Tusk and loved it. Pre-ordered the Blu-ray as well. Awesome, Johnny. Have a good night.
See you, Johnny.
Okay, I think I need to spin again.
Okay, yeah. We don't want to go on an hour and a half about a trailer.
Who the hell would do that?
I don't know.
That sounds like a terrible show.
Yeah, what's wrong with people?
All right, you landed on a novel idea. Shit, I don't think I wrote that one down.
Woot. Nothing?
Why don't you...
Go with mine?
Yeah, maybe I'll remember it. Well, I had one.
I went with Left Behind. Oh, they're redoing that again. With Nicolas Cage now, but I watched it when it had Kirk Cameron in, I think, 2000. But I'd read the book, so it's kind of about the end of the... It's like the rapture, and a lot of people just disappear. And, you know, all the survivors are just, you know, left behind, and they have to get religious and fight the... upcoming apocalypse and what's his name? Antichrist. So,
okay.
But I'm not sure about the Nicolas Cage version. They had the original with Cameron. It was like three movies, I think. And they were kind of direct to video. The first one was released in theaters, which was weird because they released the movie at the same time. I think it was one of the first times somebody released like the DVD when it came out in theaters, and it had tickets in the DVD case to go see it in the theater. I think I've still got them. But I just thought that was the weirdest thing ever. But, you know, I never went to see it in the theater. But I did read the book, so I had to watch the movie. I think I watched the second one. The third one, yeah, not so great. That was my novel idea.
I cannot for the life of me remember what mine was. But I'm very compelled to choose Jurassic Park at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Because we had the Jurassic World trailer come out.
Yeah.
Right? So I've been thinking about Jurassic Park a lot. And frankly, it was really, really important to me that I read the book before going to see Jurassic Park. That was the first one where it really meant something to me to make sure that I read the book first.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why. I don't know why Jurassic Park. I think I just recognized that it was going to be an amazing movie.
Yes.
And I guess I don't know. I really don't know why this one book I decided, no, this is when I'm going to start reading the book first.
I think I made the mistake of going the opposite way. I saw it first and I tried to read the book and I never finished the book.
Oh, that's a... There definitely are a lot of differences, but and both of them stand on their own.
Okay. Well, it'll be on my list one day. I'll go back and read it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to throw Congo on my list someday. I got a story about that one.
Really?
Yeah, about the book, not the movie.
Oh.
We'll see one of these days, but yeah. Jurassic Park, come on, that's just a freaking awesome movie.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
Do you have a particular favorite scene? One of the ones that I always think of is the lawyer panicking, running out of the Jeep, going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Getting it on the jaw. That's just not a way to go.
Yeah, the Tyrannosaurus
but he is a lawyer.
Does not care how much you are paid. You are meat, and yeah. You will be nommed.
New food. Nom, 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 nom.
Now, I was obsessed with that computer system. You know, I loved it when, you know, when Lex goes, I'm just like, I know this is a Unix system. I became obsessed with Unix because I thought that was the interface. Like, that's the most freaking awesome thing I ever saw. You know, they're visualizing the files and everything. Yeah, that was actually a utility for SGI. God, what was their Unix distribution? I can't remember it off the top of my head. Damn it. But they ended up actually releasing the utility that that was based on to the public. And you could actually install it on Linux machines.
So you could have your own
and check it out. Yeah.
Jurassic Park moment there?
Yeah, but it was just a file browser. the imagination that it inspired when I was a kid did not actually translate to the real world. I didn't find it a particularly enjoyable interface and immediately went back to what I was using.
They can make it better now. I mean, that movie is what, 20 years old?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's 20 years now, huh?
Oh,
that was it 94?
94 or 95, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, we'll give this another spin. You know, I think it actually may, the novel idea may have been Jurassic Park, because I was watching a bit of it a couple of nights ago. And we landed on Anything Goes. Hey, perfect. I picked Temple of Doom tonight.
Oh.
Anything Goes.
I've got nothing in.
No, you don't have anything for Anything Goes?
No. I was going to put a Terminator in that, but I went with the other segment instead. But if you want Anything Goes, go with Kate Capshaw. Whatever.
No, I'm not going with that. I went to the boat parade tonight.
Okay, I saw pictures.
Yeah, and there were a lot of boats that had nautical themes, but there were quite a few that featured Ariel in some way. You know, featuring the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I saw that. The mermaid was flipping her fin in the water. Why does that sound dirty?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what mermaids
do? Flip your fin. Go, Ariel. Oh, that's so wrong.
That's so wrong because I saw you saying that.
Yeah, I just thought it, I was down at the Dana Point Harbor for the annual boat parade, and it's the holiday boat parade, and everyone decorates their boat, and
they do a good job. I mean, they've got lights everywhere.
Yeah, this is the third year in a row that I've gone.
I saw your first picture and I was like, that's neat. What are you looking at, boats with lights on them? I don't know.
I had to send that one to Patrick because it, oh gosh, what was the name on it? It was Dana Pride. That's what it was. Dana Pride. And well, our friend Patrick is particularly fond of a show called Beaches. Specifically,
China Beach.
I said Beaches.
Yeah, you were thinking of Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey. That's my favorite movie.
China Beach. In particular, Dana Delaney.
Yeah, she was not in Beaches.
Yeah, but she was Lois Lane.
It's true. She was Lois Lane.
I can't believe I said Beaches. Oh, I fail. I fail.
Well,
you
were in
their
boat, so Beaches. Makes sense. Were there a lot of beaches down there?
Well, no, we were at the harbor. Okay, fine. I'm just going to spin. It was a cool boat parade, and there was a lot of Little Mermaid stuff. What? Are you okay? Do you need a moment?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's all good.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Spill
it. Hear it.
Spill it.
I was just asking you if there were a lot of beaches down there. You said there were a lot of aerials, so I guess. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I said aerials, not areolas.
Oh.
What the hell did we land on? What's real?
Ooh. Do I have any what's real?
Say what?
I said, do I have any what's real?
I don't know.
Yes, I do.
What? All right, what do you have?
Money for Nothing from 93. And it's got John Cusack. And what's with John Cusack tonight? He just keeps coming up. And it's about some guy named Joey, what's his name, Doyle. He's a dock worker, and he finds like $1.2 million. There was a guy who actually did find this money, and his name was that, so it's based on that story. But, you know, this one's dramatized for, you know, comedy and everything. But I guess the real guy, he got arrested like a week later. But he did try to skip town or the country or whatever, but he was arrested. I just saw that. It's a movie I got a couple of years ago. Last time I haven't watched it. I haven't even opened it yet.
Nice.
But that was my what's real.
All right.
Kind of what's real, I guess.
I was inspired by the boat parade. And because there was a live band on one of the boats.
Okay.
And when they were going by, they happened to be doing a cover of A Boy Named Sue, and that got me thinking about Johnny Cash. And when I start thinking about Johnny Cash, if I want to watch a Johnny Cash movie, well, I got to go with Walk the Line.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. Now, I understand that the family had some particular issues with the movie.
Yeah, but Johnny particularly had a lot to do with that too, didn't he?
Say what?
Johnny had a lot of input in that movie, too. I was watching some of the features one time, and, you know, they were talking about he was there for part of it. You know, I think, didn't he die before it released?
I thought he died before they started filming it.
No, I thought he had something, you know, had some input on it. I don't think he was there every day or something, but I thought he had some input on it.
I don't know. I know that there was some issues with the portrayal of his first wife. Wasn't that Jennifer Goodwin who did that?
I think
I'm
so.
I'm really
she's
going
on
off the top of my mind right now.
Once Upon a Time?
She's in Once Upon a Time. She plays Snow White.
Because I noticed her the other day when I watched my first episode, and I was like, who is it? I've seen her before, and I looked up her profile, and that she was in Walk the Line. Oh, okay. She looks way different now.
Yeah, I like her.
I didn't like her when she was in that movie.
Oh, come on. What? He's just not that into you. She was in that with Justin Long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Walk the Line. It's a fun movie. Well, it's mostly a fun movie. There are some not so fun parts, but
he had a rough life.
Yeah. A lot of drug abuse,
yeah,
among many other things. Oh God, that scene! Yeah, that scene with his brother. That
I can't always look at that because I freak out.
You don't even need to see anything. Like they just did such a great job of getting that across. It's I want to look away, even though you don't end up seeing anything. It still makes you want to look away. It's that well done. Oh, effing love this movie.
Yeah, I do too. I watched it a few times. I think when it first came out, I bought it for my mother because she really liked Johnny Cash. So it was a good movie. Watched it.
Yeah,
it became my favorite. And that the picture that the posters they had, I had one of those. That was pretty cool. I guess you have to look on IMDb for the poster I'm talking about.
I ended up getting one of the special features, and so there's a lot of production images.
Oh, those are
and
cool.
Everything. They're collector editions are fun. There's usually things up.
Yeah, I had that one.
Yeah, it's I've got an entire Johnny Cash playlist on my
really
on my phone. Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely love some Johnny. So when those guys were going by playing a Boy Named Sue, I just about lost it. They did a good job too.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he sound like, Johnny Cash? Or
no, they had their own. They had their own style. They were kind of a beach bums. You know. I would have expected them to be playing the Beach Boys or you know something like that. You know, maybe get a little Todd Rundgren. You know. Don't want to work.
Oh.
Yeah. I would expect stuff like that, you know, but they're doing this cover of A Boy Named Sue, and it's kind of got like a beach style, but not really. It was really interesting.
That would have been cool.
It was fun. That was actually really the tough thing about being, down at the office all day today.
Yeah.
And doing the shows, so I filled in on The Exchange and Revelstoke Jim's Canadian Content last night.
Yeah.
So normally on Friday nights, I'm prepping for midnight movie nights. So I didn't do that. I was in the office all day today. Yeah. And so I'm over at the boat parade, thinking like, all right, I need segments. And so it just things were inspiring me right then and there. I was just furiously taking notes on my phone, hoping that I'll be able to preserve the moment. So what the heck? What? Something's wrong with the app. I can't spin. There we go. All right. How about we do one more?
Okay.
I really hope, as Al would put it, it's science fucking fiction.
Oh, me too.
But it's going to be Pop My Culture Cherry.
I already did that one.
Oh, yeah. That was your pick, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I wanted to make sure that one got in there. So that means free spin. Cool. Let's
see. And we have got...
Science fiction.
Quotes.
Oh, okay.
You got quotes?
Yeah, I've got a quote.
I don't have a quote.
Woohoo! All right. Well, mine is just from My Name is Nobody, and it's nobody saying, the secret of a long life is to try not to shorten it.
If nobody said it, then it's not a quote.
That's true.
This does not count. We spin again.
I get the point.
No, you don't. No, it's not a quote.
It's a quote. He said it.
You cannot quote nobody.
Anybody can quote nobody.
You cannot quote nobody. If you quote nobody, you landed on Knight's Choice Siebes, and, well, guess what?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Tom.
FCC regulations at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies, mutants, and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
Holy shit, I remembered to play it before we actually did it.
Yeah.
Usually it's like, oh shit, I didn't play the thing.
I love that one. Especially at the end, Jedi.
All right, you were very, very eager to get to this one, so I'm going to throw to you first.
I got nothing. No, I'm just kidding, I've got something.
Don't look at it, don't be, like...
No, I'm just kidding, I got nothing.
I hear it right here. Oh, dude, that's an awesome movie.
Yeah, I noticed that one. I wanted to watch it the other day, but I picked it.
It's a little bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah,
It's weird. It's out there.
Yeah, it's really weird. It was a different. Well, I'm not sure if it was that different for David Duchovny. It was. It involved aliens or some kind of creatures, and he was in it. But he was more. It was a comedy, and it has what's his name, Orlando Jones.
Yeah,
he was funny in that. And Julianne Moore, she was playing something totally different. Some kind of clutchy.
She has a fantastic birthday.
Does she?
Yeah.
When's her birthday?
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
There's nothing special about that one.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Except it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Siebes' birthday. Happy birthday, Siebes.
Yeah. I promise you, everyone who listens to the show already knew that.
Yeah. That's why I whispered it.
I just assume that there's 100%
back
and forth.
Make sure you got the rest of
them. Well, no, I'm pretty sure that everyone who listens to us also listens to Gabnet at this point.
Probably. Except for me, I don't.
I don't know. It's just a strange, it just seems to feel that way.
Yeah, it was a funny movie. What are they?
Yeah,
one's
it was.
One's like a community college teacher. And the other one's kind of like a blacklisted scientist or something. I can't remember everything about it, but, they're trying to save the town because there is creatures are taking over, alien kind of creatures. And these creatures are rapidly evolving from, like, little single-cell organisms to giant flying creatures. until the very end, which is, that was sick. That was a sick ending. I'm not going to mention it. Just see it and be prepared to be sick. Nasty.
My science fiction goes pretty much, you see the entire Earth. Well, you see a giant nuclear blast.
And Earth is involved?
Well, I mean,
it's about time.
Yeah, it's pretty much the end of humanity.
Okay. Bye-bye, Earth.
I've clearly had the Terminator on the brain. I had to go T2. Mostly because I was actually watching it the other day.
T2?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Okay.
It came on a couple nights ago, and I put it on as I drifted off to sleep. Also, a very bad idea.
Yeah.
I gotta stop watching stuff I absolutely...
That'll screw with your dreams, too. You ever have that?
Not really, because...
You have audio going on, and it kind of interferes with your dreams? I mean, it's got to be screwed up. You go to sleep, and there's robots trying to kill other people.
I don't really remember my dreams too much.
Okay.
I usually, if I remember a dream, it's because I was dreaming about work and I figured out how to solve something, and it usually involves me jumping out of bed, sprinting out to my laptop, and trying to write it down as fast as I possibly can before I forget and fall back asleep.
So why don't you go analog and have a piece of paper or something?
Because I'm writing code. If I'm going to write code, I might as well write it into the editor and get it all out of my head once and not have to transcribe it later.
Well, if you want to make things difficult, then sure.
That's not difficult. It's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Where were we?
We were talking about movies and kind of went off.
Yeah.
Terminator 2. You were watching it.
Yeah. Dreams. Okay. It's so sad. A dream about
Speaking
my work.
Of dreams, what dreams may come? That was a funky movie.
Dude.
Derailed you just like that.
Fuck you.
Robin Williams in it. Fisher King.
Yeah, that was a great movie, but we're talking about T2. Yeah. And I've always loved the idea of, well, just the entire Terminator series. You know, that
T2, I went to see in the theaters when it came December the 10th.
Really?
92, I think.
Yeah, sounds right.
I can't remember, but I do remember it came out on December 10th.
Yeah.
I asked somebody to go see that. That was awkward.
But really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've just always loved the storyline of, we've created computer systems that are so intelligent and...
are they?
Don't get distracted by images that may be appearing on my computer.
Things flashing and things going on all over the place.
Yeah. You just got to
ignore. Yeah, well, they're computers. You got to ignore them. They'll take over.
Exactly. And I've always loved the idea of exploring when the computer systems that we have built fight back and how they fight back and the idea of the singularity and...
Yeah.
It's why I loved the new Battlestar Galactica so much. The reboot?
Yeah. Well, that's also kinda, why I didn't have all my stuff networked.
I got news for you, my friend. Your systems are not going to make that much of a difference when it comes to the machines taking over.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah. They'll figure out how to bridge the air gap and confiscate, and take over.
I don't need those anymore. Screw the computers.
So why not just network them and make it easy on yourself?
Because I'm paranoid.
But you're in California now. You're not allowed to be paranoid anymore.
Yeah, because everyone else is. They can kind of take the paranoia away from me. See, I had a
What?
Huge concentration of paranoia out in Texas. Not that many people.
The flick pick.
So, Katie, what's our flick pick? Because you ultimately ended up choosing it tonight. And you were the one who filled out all of the show notes, right? Right?
Yeah, right.
Right, okay.
I was working on that. So.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
Did you put a -1 on my quotes?
You quoted nobody.
But nobody's cool.
But no, you cannot quote nobody.
Nobody's awesome.
Nobody is unquotable.
Nobody is completely quotable.
What's our flick pick?
The Book of Eli?
Is that what we're asking a question or making a statement?
I was asking a question. We're kind of going to depend on who won the tournament.
Okay.
So, did I win the tournament? I haven't.
Oh, I got to do math.
I'm not going to do
talking.
Math. I was. Shut the fuck up, Seeps. I didn't count because I don't do the math. You know, it's got numbers, and numbers scare me. Because, you know, you start with one number, and it moves up to different numbers. You got a whole bunch of numbers, and eventually I'm outnumbered. And so I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm just making sure you're doing math over there. Do you need a calculator or an abacus?
No, I just had to fix things. So we were tied.
Are you serious? Okay.
So I actually gave you the point for the quotes.
Hooray!
Because frankly, I don't want to spin again because I feel totally unprepared for the show tonight.
It's all
I feel like I'm really letting you down. It's a good thing you've been bringing it on your movie descriptions. I've been like, yeah, I like Terminator 2. I picked the boat parade because there were lights.
Lights are shiny. And
they had Ariel. And Areolas on the beach. What's our flick pick? What's the flick pick?
The Book of Eli.
Don't make me do a Batman voice. Yeah, the Book of Eli. I have not seen that in a long time.
Really? I've
only seen it once.
Only once? I've seen it a couple of times.
Only once.
More than a couple of times. But, you know, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he was pretty badass in that.
Yeah. Post-apocalyptic world.
Who else is in this?
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
And Mila Kunis.
Yep.
Did I say her name right?
The
girl from Ted.
She
was in that 70s show too, right? I never watched that one.
Yes. And I don't remember what her name means, but in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
She was in that?
Yeah, at one point when he was talking to the Native Americans.
Yeah, okay.
It was like, blah, 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 blah. Mila Kunis.
That's right.
Oh.
So,
Kitty.
Denzel Washington is trying to get to the West Coast, and he just runs across this Gary Oldman, who is obsessed with finding a book.
Why is he trying to get to the West Coast? What's the setting of the movie? Is it a post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah. Post-war. Some kind of a huge war. I'm not sure if it was war or some kind of asteroid or something.
I don't know. You're the one who's seen this movie more than I have.
I think it was a war. It was a war. And
okay, seriously, the description on IMDb starts with a post-apocalyptic tale.
Yeah, that's what I said at first. That's why I was surprised when you asked me again. I was like, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, well, you don't listen to me.
You were telling me to do the fucking math.
Yeah, you were doing math. But
that was before you actually announced what it was.
No.
Come on, call me on my bullshit here.
What do I think?
Why,
it's
yeah, why
bullshit.
I think it's
horseshit. I think it's pandering.
Do I think it's bullshit? Yes. Do I think it's horseshit? Yes. Do I think it's pandering? Yes.
Congratulations. I just ripped something off from GabNet. Yay. Something I promised myself I would never do. Thank you for...
I invoked a Patrick Law.
Yeah. It's anyway. A good thing I just built up a whole bunch of good faith the last couple of days on the network, you know, so yeah.
Well, if anyone asks, I didn't hear anything. I'll deny everything.
Yeah, no one listens to us anyway.
That's true. But, so, Denzel Washington crosses paths with Gary Oldman's character who runs this small town, and he's trying to find this book. And apparently, Denzel Washington has the book. And it's a book that will...
There's a major religious angle here.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how to talk about it like that, but it's just...
There's a major religious angle.
Yeah. And, you know, Gary Oldman wants the book because it'll, you know, lead people. And he blames part of the war on the book, which I would kind of agree. Just, you know, just a religious angle of it. You know, people hate each other over religion. They go to war over it. And maybe that is the cause of the war that... puts everyone in this position where.
So, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
How do you think this did on Rotten Tomatoes? A high rating, medium rating, low rating.
Critics first. I would probably say middle. Maybe
48%.
Oh my God, really? I thought it did better than that.
That's middle.
Yeah, I was thinking more like 60 to 70, not 48. But okay.
All right. Well, what do you think for the audience?
I would go with the 60 to 70 range.
64%.
Go me.
Yeah.
People did like this movie. Some people, I guess.
Well, I remember watching it thinking, hey, I'll watch that again.
Yeah. Well, I never watched it in the theaters, but I'd heard about it. And when it finally came out on video, I watched it. I was like, wow, this is pretty good. And I've seen it multiple times. But I just like the world, you know, post-apocalyptic world kind of story. Humanity deserves it.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to explore those ideas. You know, what would it be like? How would we respond? What could we possibly see arise? Especially if you start throwing in, you know, future imagined future tech and everything. Ugh.
Or lack of it, like in this movie.
Yeah.
But I think The Road came out at the same time or around the same time. They always have movies that are kind of big and they have the same kind of theme. And I did finally watch that one. That one was, wow. Really the worst of humanity in that one. That one's the first time I actually had that thought of how people would react. I mean, I always thought, you know, people are trying to survive. They're out there looking for food or shelter or something. But that was seeing The Road was the first time I actually saw people talk about
eating other
people.
I didn't see The Road. I didn't see that one.
It's really dark.
You've lost me again. I'm pretty much here to run the board and
Viggo Mortensen.
Try and get us. Oh, Viggo Mortensen's in that?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
He's I don't know where he's traveling to with his kid, but they're just trying to survive, and they're traveling along a road, and they run into all kinds of screwed up people. You know, the end of the world. People just run out of food and. They find it.
Somehow we are not talking about our flick pick. And
there was a road in the Book of Eli.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington was walking across it.
Yeah.
Where did I leave? Well, I lost myself.
I just think it's funny that I'm barely even
here.
Well, no, I'm here. It's just like I've seen this movie once. I don't remember much about it. And so you basically went off on the tangent by yourself with no prompting by me.
I derailed myself. How did I do this?
Welcome to my world. I do it to myself all the time.
Yeah.
But you like the movie. I enjoyed it enough to say I will definitely watch it again. So I would say that is solid. Didn't hate it, territory.
Agreed.
So I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Yes, I think it is. Is it?
Yeah, that's okay. Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, it's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
Now, should I really say that we do try to start at 10 p.m. Pacific?
If I hadn't left my laptop in my coworker's car, we feasibly could have started very close to 10 p.m.
Well, no, next week we're going to start earlier.
Yeah.
We have to next week.
We have to.
Yeah.
Absolutely have to.
Because we're going to watch the movie first.
Yep.
Then we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
And we're going to have to accommodate somebody on one of our guests just so we can, you know, I don't want to keep him up too late. So, Mark.
Okay. So, I was going to say, which one are you talking about here?
Yeah. I was going to get to a name. I was going to say that, yeah, Mark is on another coast. So,
okay.
I didn't want to keep him up too late. So,
he's on the other coast and Patrick is somewhere in the middle.
He's not on the right.
Nice. Stop making GabNet jokes on Midnight Movie Nights. We're not officially affiliated with GabNet.
I don't know what you're talking about. And we got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and that's where you can find the live stream, which if it's live now, you're listening to it now.
Yep. And if you're not, well, you probably already know because we bring this up every week. Just like we bring up that on Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, you can email us at contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the the graphic on our website, and at Judge Funky Boy for the themes, and DC Cantel for the segment intros. Those are cool. And we have new followers.
Yes, we do.
A few, actually. One of them's at Angel Freaks 7. It's from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast. They started following. I've been following.
What about Nancy Badillo? You skipped Nancy.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nancy came first.
Okay. I was looking through them, and I wasn't sure who we mentioned last week or not.
Just Crowd T podcast, and you were kind of, like, you thought they were a bot, and you went after them. I'm surprised they haven't unfollowed us
yet. I didn't
go
after them. I just,
yeah, you did. You're like, are you a real person?
I have to.
What are you, some kind of Pinocchio little motherfucker?
Did I say Pinocchio?
No.
I was just like, okay, that
like, are you
like
a real person? Are you a real boy?
Start lying. Let me see if your nose grows. Who else? At Volley Shots.
Yeah. Wait, say what?
At Volley Shots? Did you not see that one?
Oh, I see the names.
Oh, you see the names?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that one was...
So, I'm seeing John Gelderman.
Oh, okay.
And then Art Mango?
Yeah, at Unky Artie. That was kind of cool.
Oh, that's Unky Artie.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
awesome.
And at Genmar Films. There.
Cool.
So... That's five.
Thanks for following us.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Indeed. Indeed. I think, what? It's my turn, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Let's go watch a movie.
It's all hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
I think I'll leave you two pals alone.
Midnight Movie Nights.
I'll try and be a little more prepared next week.
It's all good. You were busy.
God, that fucking click.
What is that click?
Oh.
Is it a cricket in the system?
It's this new jingle palette. There's things I really love about it, but there's a couple of things that really piss me off about it. I need to go back to the other one. But I did something dumb yesterday. I completely redid my iPad, and frankly, I need to go back and rebuild all of the prior soundboards. So, and we really need to fix this desk situation.